Matt, thank you for joining me today. Can you please give me an overview of what your nonprofit does?
Sure, Nick. Well, 21 Connect is a nonprofit designed to educate the community about Down syndrome. So we are on mission to advocate, educate, support, and love people with Down syndrome. And what that means to us is supporting parents, medical professionals, therapists, and the community at large about all the benefits of and educating people about Down syndrome.
And it's a little bit different than a couple of other nonprofits regarding Down syndrome around the area, correct?
You're right, Nick. I mean, Western New York has a lot of great resources for people with Down syndrome. The Down Syndrome Parents Group of Western New York. There's a Niagara County chapter, along with some other state and local programs.
What you do, it challenges the stigma a little bit, correct, as well?
You know, one of the things we're most proud of is our First Connections Basket program. So what we try to do is if we are aware of a parent or a family having a child with Down syndrome, we welcome that new child to the world with a basket of goodies worth over $500. You know, parents' books and blankets and binkies and toys for the kids and educational resources on Down syndrome as well, but really just trying to present it in a positive light. Personally, I have a six-year-old son with Down syndrome, and my wife and I learned very early on when we found out our son had Down syndrome that the medical community can kind of present the facts of Down syndrome in a scary way, and it's a really, really traumatic potentially experience the moment you find out your child's going to have Down syndrome. So we've thought a lot about that, and really what we want to do is challenge that stigma and fight against these negative perceptions of people with Down syndrome. And we're learning firsthand every day some of the gifts that, you know, our son brings to our family with love and empathy and some of his kindness and joyful personality that really is nothing to be afraid of and really something to be embraced.
And there are parts of the community that look at Down syndrome, they're fearful of it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think there's a misunderstanding with Down syndrome, largely because it's not a super popular thing. One in 1,000 people have Down syndrome. So growing up, you don't maybe have that firsthand experience of what's it like to have a friend with Down syndrome. You might not have any perspective of what it's like to have Down syndrome or to know somebody with Down syndrome. So it creates this condition where there are some things, some medical situations that could be scary. 50% of kids born with Down syndrome have a heart defect, right? So you hear that and you could be afraid of that. Or you think of, gee, is my child ever going to be able to play sports or live independently or whatever other things that you might be afraid of technically. And, you know, certainly the searching things on the internet can scare a parent. But when you live firsthand through it, like my wife and I are doing and all the other 21 Connect members in Western New York, you really learn that it's not about all of those stigmas and the fear. And really, we're fighting every day for inclusion and really just to embrace the gifts that these individuals have.
And can you tell me a little bit about your experience with that? Like, you talk about what 21 Connect does, but tell me about how it came about with you co-founding it and how your child played a role in that.
Sure. Yeah. We were young couple, just got pregnant and we were excited about that. I remember the doctor asking, would you like to have some prenatal testing? And, you know, we decided that we didn't really need to, you know, we didn't really think it would change our decision one way or the other. So we didn't really explore down, you know, that path. Some of the prenatal testing can be pretty invasive. Regardless of the outcome of that test, it wouldn't change our decision. So we didn't do that. But, you know, you sort of honestly, if I'm being honest, it's a cavalier decision at the time. I'm fine. We're young and healthy, whatever. You don't think anything of it. But when my son was born, there was a neonatologist in the hospital delivery room. And he said, you know, your son's exhibiting symptoms of trisomy 21. And I will never forget that moment because it was a thing. Well, what is that? What does that mean? Trisomy 21 is the medical term for Down syndrome. And so my first question was, is he going to die? And that was a really traumatic event. So for 2 days, instead of embracing my newborn first son, you know, it was depressing or the cloud of like fear and, you know, that the lights in our hospital room were off and it's dark and, you know, all of that, when really it should have been a joyful celebration of a life. Right. But because nobody in my family knew anything about Down syndrome and we didn't really have any experience, we were just afraid of the unknown in the future. So our hope with 21 Connect is that we can provide not only a connection to the community, somebody that's been walked in these parents' shoes, but we can present it in a very neutral, you know, excited way, just like any other, you know, baby being born.
And you talk about the positive experience you now have with your child. What would you say to somebody, especially with your organization being tied to this, what would you say to somebody who is going through that experience that you went through today?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, if you're getting a prenatal diagnosis and you're concerned about what's it like to have a child with Down syndrome, I would encourage anybody to reach out to people in the community firsthand and, you know, get to know the family and some of the struggles and wins, some of the victories that they've maybe have had along the way. But, you know, parenting in general, just as a whole, is hard and challenging, right? And so I think connecting to other parents that are in similar challenging situations is a really healthy thing to do. But celebrating victories and, you know, the milestones that come are so joyous and so wonderful. And, you know, I share a lot about my son in particular. He is a million times more empathetic than I am as a human being. And he's taught me that, right? So I've gotten the gift of being aware and empathy towards others and observations of, you know, celebrating other people's victories only because of my 6-year-old son, right? Not because of, you know, my own self-awareness, but my 6-year-old has taught me, hey, you're not as empathetic as you could be, right? So I think, and every child brings their own gifts and uniqueness to it. So I wouldn't paint anybody with Down syndrome with a broad brush, but every child has something to offer, and redefining what it means to be successful or redefine or embracing each of our unique differences is really one of the critical things I think we've learned by having a child with Down syndrome.
And explain what today is. It's World Down Syndrome Day.
Obviously, today, World Down Syndrome Day, it's an exciting day to celebrate. March 21st, why is it on today? Well, trisomy 21 is 3 copies of your 21st chromosome. And so that's a day where we can celebrate and bring awareness to Down syndrome. You know, my hope would be we can bring enough awareness that it normalizes what it means to have Down syndrome, and it's nothing to be afraid of.